98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
What was it like in your own playing days? Was supplements a big part of how you prepared to be a Dublin footballer?
Yeah, they were in the last few years, in fairness. When I started in 2002, maybe protein supplements started to come in about 2004, 2005 maybe, and I think multivitamins now, all that sort of thing, are an important part. You're training very hard. You're going to work in the morning time, so anything that can help you with your recovery is seen as important. And obviously, certainly in our case in Dublin, we were very aware of the anti-doping rules. We discussed it a number of times. We would discuss it a number of times in the year. We knew where to check if we were allowed to take something or if we weren't allowed to check it. And my three or four doctors over the course of my 14-year career with Dublin and all three of those would have been very, very well versed on what we could take and what we couldn't take. And like, I never went to a doctor outside a Dublin doctor, even in the winter time, the off season. I'd still use a Dublin doctor because I was aware of the anti-doping code and just be extra vigilant around it.
Yeah, is it any excuse maybe for a player then to say, you know, I didn't think I could land myself in trouble buying something over the counter or online?
No, look, I think it's a silly mistake. He served a suspension now. It was a silly mistake he made. But I suppose let's treat it as a lesson for everyone else, for other young players out there. I think particularly for young lads coming into county panels, it's important that they're versed on what they can and what they can't take. In fairness to the GPA, in conjunction with the GA, now they have a pretty strong education programme on the anti-doping stuff, so it's important that every player has access to that and is aware of it, so this situation doesn't arise again. But like, when you compare it to maybe some of the doping in the cycling and athletics and stuff, like I don't think Brennan was taking the stuff to gain an advantage. I think it was just a silly mistake, which is not an excuse. But I think he served suspension now, so I think everyone should move on from it.
Yeah, when you look at young players, I mean, lads coming out of under-21s, they mightn't be physically ready for the step up to seniors. How difficult is it? I mean, I know you don't have the practical experience yourself of having to do that, but to be able to bulk up and get to senior level, you could kind of see nearly why lads would be horsing this stuff into them to try and match physically what's on senior county panels at the moment.
Well, I think it takes a couple of years now. When I came out of minor, I started playing with seniors when I was 19. You don't see that happening too often now, just because the guys aren't 19-year-olds aren't as physically developed as maybe some of the older guys in the senior, the county panel. So a lot of hard work in the gym. That's the only way you can take your supplements, take your bit of protein and stuff to help you with that. But I think it just comes down to a lot of work and a lot of hard work in the gym to get yourself up to the right level.
I saw you walking into Croke Park one of the days last summer to watch a game here. Has it got any easier being Alan Brogan, the fan?
No, look, I'm enjoying it. I had 14 great years playing with Dublin. If you ask me, do I miss it? Some days I miss it coming into Croke Park, but I don't miss the preparation that goes into it. Like, I'd done it for as long as I could. I gave it everything I could, and I'm happy with that. Obviously, got to end on a high here in September 2015 in the All-Ireland final. So, look, I enjoy coming down with my wife and kids now, and like I said at the time, I just become a Dublin supporter like everyone else then. And it's been okay. It's been okay. There hasn't been too many bad days where I've missed it, but some days in the summer you do all right. But I think all in all, I'm happy with me lad.
What did you make of their opening to the championship last week?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. It was a tricky enough game. In fairness to Carlow, the way they set up, probably from a spectator's point of view, it wasn't great, but I thought they were really disciplined in how they played, and they did make it hard for Dublin. They were never going to win the game, but they did make it really difficult for Dublin, and Dublin learned a lot out of that game, probably more than we thought they would have gone into it. I think a lot of people thought it would have been a bit of a landslide, but I think Dublin will definitely get something out of the game. Obviously disappointed with the stuff that's come out with Dermot's suspension now, but I think there was other positives. Like, I was glad to see Bernard get in and get a couple of scores. I know how hard he's worked over the last few months to try and get back into the team, so I think he did very well when he came in.
You talked about a minute ago about the process in terms of the suspension there. Players should know better, you said, in terms of what you're putting into your body. Should Dermot have known better before putting his hands on a linesman?
No, absolutely. I think he'd be the first to admit that. It's a costly mistake he's made, but as I said inside, I don't think he was being particularly aggressive when he when he touched the linesman. I think it was more of a case that he was trying to explain something to him. And so I think it's a harsh suspension for what it looked like. If you just take that incident on its own, I think it's a harsh suspension for what he's done. But like as we said, the rules are the rules, and if you interfere with a linesman or a referee, it's a 12-week suspension. But I'd be surprised if this is the last we've heard of it, though.
I know Dermot will be more disappointed than anyone that he did it, but in terms of Jim Gavin, there was a lot of talk about the black cards Dermot as well got in the league. Does he need to reevaluate maybe his temper or his attitude on the pitch before he, despite being one of the most gifted players in the country, becomes a liability for his team?
Yeah, well, I think the problem with Dermot is now he's been scrutinised so much, and like everyone's watching what he's doing. Like if he does anything now, it's being picked up. I think if that was another player, it might have gone unnoticed at the weekend, but because it was Darren McConnelly, it's been watched. I do. It's been watched a lot closer. So I think he needs to realise that, and he just can't get involved in these situations anymore. And he's an experienced footballer now, Darren. I know him well, obviously, and like he was maybe a bit of a hothead in his early days, but he's a calm footballer now, and like the stuff he does on the pitch when he has the ball, like you have to be calm in the mind to kind of be able to pull off some of the stuff that he pulls off. So I think he just needs to apply some of that calm head to his discipline, and he'll be fine. Like, but I think he's probably upset with himself about how it's turned out. But I think it's a little bit harsh for what he did to have to suffer 3-game suspension now. Miss out on the Leinster Championship, and I think the whole process around suspensions is some guys are getting 12 weeks, other guys are getting game suspension. So I think there's a lot of confusion out there in the general public as well about how are they coming up with the suspensions, or why is there game suspensions, why is there time suspensions for other infringements. And I think we should just standardise the whole lot of it. And I think game suspensions are the way to go. Like if this was an All-Ireland final, or if it was an All-Ireland final last week, and Darren with the daddy's getting 12 weeks and he misses nothing, maybe a couple of club matches, whereas now for the same infringement different time of year he misses 2 matches in the Leinster Championship and an All-Ireland quarter final maybe. So just doesn't stack up for me.
You talk about 12 weeks maybe. If you look at the rule book, hands on any kind of official or any kind of physical altercation or anything, whatever you want to call it, is going to be a 12 week entry level ban. When you look at the incident, what do you think would be fair for that particular incident, if you were to look at it on an incident by incident case?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I think if you got a suspension of it, obviously you can't touch a referee, whether it's in a threatening way or a non-threatening way. You just can't touch a referee or a linesman. So he probably does have to be suspended for it. But I think like a game suspension, a couple of game suspension, Dublin would probably take that, and then we could stop all this. Like appeal to here and appeal to the DRA, because I think that these appeals are not doing the whole process any favours either. I think it's caused a lot of confusion. The guys are thinking, well, if we appeal this, we might get off it. So it's just going to lead to appeal after appeal after appeal. And I think we just need to try standardise the whole thing. And as I said, if Dermot was hit with a 2-game ban this morning, Mr. Leinster Leinster Championship, they'd probably take that. Whereas 12 weeks and 3 games just seems a lot to me. It's hard to replace anyone at Dermot's calibre, and he's going to be a huge loss to the team. But I think every cloud will have a silver lining too, and somebody else gets an opportunity, whether it's a Conor Callaghan or a Colin Pascal, someone like that. So it means we might get some of our really good young lads through. And like, I'd like to see some of the young lads maybe nail down a place over the course of the summer. I think it's been a while since we've had guys come through. And I think with the likes of Berno and even Paul Flynn maybe starting to push on a little bit, Dennis Bastic pushing on a little bit, we need a couple of young guys to come through and cement place. And unless they get a run of games out in Croke Park, 3-4 games in a row, to really bed down a position, it's hard to do that when you're in and out of the team. So I suppose every cloud has a silver lining, and it will give one of the young lads an opportunity to stake a claim.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Back live this Sunday morning from 9.
98FM.